GP with me this morning. Good morning to you, Brian.
Morning, Stephen.
What
morning,
do you make Richard. Of what he's just said?
Well, on his last point there, if the Rank Trust or Rank Group wish to open an entertainment complex in Belfast within current legislation, that'd be very welcome to make that application, you know, with restaurant, bars, live music performances, an amusement arcade, whatever they'd like to apply for. But it doesn't seem they are wanting to make that application because they know they will make a totally different scale of profit from a casino. So that's what they're interested in. The fundamental
question.
Well, we would welcome if you want, if you're interested in making an application for an entertainment complex within current legislation.
Well, firstly, you know perfectly well, Rank is a casino company. We do not and would not ever dream of getting into arcades. The very idea of having an arcade would frankly appall me. That's not what the thing is about.
As far as
making profit is concerned, we want to make a reasonable... We are a public company, transparent. You can look up what we make on anything. Why shouldn't we come and want to make a sense of...
Why would the idea of an arcade appall you?
Well, you've actually told me quite carefully on two occasions that you're not to go into that debate. So I'm not going to go in and have a discussion about arcades in Belfast because you've already told me that you don't want me to talk about it. But my own view is, since you've asked me, is that too many of these operators, not only in Northern Ireland, throughout the country, not properly regulated, not properly monitored, and attract people who, frankly, then end up losing, by playing these machines, losing up more money than they can afford.
Brian, they must see a chink of light here, because Sir Richard's company, Rank, they're pushing ahead, they're lobbying councils. The legislation in Northern Ireland as it stands at the moment is clear, but clearly they must think that there is a need and a will, a political will for change, Brian.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised by his response to the previous question, because the presentation yesterday went on about how there would be restaurants and bars and live music and many other things, and now he's saying they're not interested in those things. Which
not saying that at all.
Well, it brings us back.
Part of an entertainment leisure centre. If you ever go to Singapore, Brown, you ever go to these places where there has to be a gaming element to it, because that is the audience is catering for. Rank's not going to apply for something in a business and an industry is not in.
Well, there are entertainment complexes around the world. We have them in Belfast, you know, which don't have casinos in them. So you can have an entertainment complex without a casino. The fundamental question for us the fundamental question for us, yes, that's because you know where you make the big money from. As you make the money from,
yeah, but Brian Kingston, to be fair, if they make the big money, that would suggest a public demand. And what and who are the DUP to feel that they can stop grown adults doing what they want to do? Who are you protecting grown adults from themselves?
Well, as elected representatives, we're representatives of the people, and it's elected representatives who make the law and who regulate these matters, you know, and that's the nature of democracy. The fundamental question for us is, would our society be enriched by the opening of casinos here? And we have very strong concerns about the scale of gambling which would result and the sums of money which people would be losing. And that's how casinos make their money. People lose their money to them, and I know they take part willingly in that. But we'd be very concerned about an increase in problem gambling and the devastating impact that can have on individuals.
And what are you doing about it, Brian? What are you doing about problem gambling? Nothing. And the problem about it is that the present problems in Northern Ireland are going under your watch, are continuing, getting worse, and you're doing nothing about it. And then saying, having a properly run casino, which actually, according to the academics and the people involved in problem gambling, say would make matters worse, you're just casting that aside and saying, oh, they're doing it for much. Do you know how much money Rank makes? You said these massive profits. Do you know how much it makes? Do you know what the turnover of Rank is and how much money it makes? Let me tell you.
Obviously, there are businesses that make profit. That's why they're on casinos.
Well, of course, but it doesn't make... You know, it's £650 million turnover, and it makes about £60 million profit a year, as any major British public company would. So don't give this impression of everybody's only coming here in order to make massive problems by getting people to play roulette, when they can go and play roulette on these fixed-odd betting terminals and lose three times the money in the same amount of time. I don't think you know anything about how this thing works.
Well, I don't accept the argument that somehow opening a casino is a way to address problem gambling. If you open casinos, clearly the intention from you as a business will be to see more money going into gambling. And the level of gambling which occurs in casinos is on a totally different scale to other forms
of gambling. But, Brian, have you not already lost the argument in terms of, and has everyone against gambling not lost the argument? Because you've got online gambling now, and you cannot prevent people from going online where there are no checks and balances, where there aren't, well, there are less checks and balances because you do not have human interaction. You don't have staff that are in these bookies, that are in these casinos, that can walk up to someone and saying, are you okay? Do you not think you should stop?
Well, there needs to be proper regulation of online gambling.
Well, is there?
Come under the bailiwick of Belfast City Council. Oh. You know, that's beyond our control. But there needs to be proper regulation of those. The level of gambling which occurs in casinos is on a totally different scale to other forms of gambling. People
that's
might
not,
enjoy having a flutter on football results, on the horses.
Where have you got that information from? Sorry to keep interrupting, but you make these claims. It's just not true.
Maybe Stephen could advise us from his experience in casinos, but it is on a totally different scale. It's not like people going in and putting £5 or £10 on a football bet or on a horse or buying some lottery tickets. I mean, in casinos, there are at tables, there will be minimum bets. I referred in the council meeting to yesterday. Well, let me finish, please, Richard, because you keep interrupting. I referred yesterday in the committee to the programmes on BBC One Monday night with the mentalist David Mead went over to Las Vegas and succeeded in winning $1 million in a casino. But he had to give the money back because as part of the program and the filming inside the casino, he had agreed that if he won the money that he would give it back. But during that program, he also interviewed a man in Northern Ireland who had lost his house through casino gambling debts. And that man didn't get his money back. That man had lost his life savings.
Brian,
I'm not saying that happens to everyone. Any form of gambling,
Brian,
lots of people.
That's happening already. I mean, Brian, you please, will you go into a casino and see how this thing works compared to going in and these new slot machines? You will gamble twice as much. You say gambling in casinos of a different order. It's actually much less playing in a casino, real casino. Than it is playing roulette on these machines.
Well, listen, we can hear the DUP's view loud and clear, Brian. Let's see how Sinn Féin feel about this. Niall O'Donoghue with us this morning. Where do you stand in this, Niall?
Well, Stephen, I think that I suppose the positive thing, and quite a broad range of issues have been discussed there, and quite a lot was discussed at the meeting last night in City Hall. I do think the positive thing going forward is that we're actually having this debate, because I do think it's worth having. Certainly, I mean, Richard and his colleagues make a very, very strong case, not just in terms of your radio programme, but also when they come in to present to councillors. But there are obviously very legitimate concerns there, which I think we need to take into consideration. So, yes.
So you're for it or against it? You remember the last time I accused you, your bum getting sore sitting in the fence. So are you sitting in the fence again, or have you made it?
Well, what I want to do is make an informed decision, Stephen, to be quite honest. I don't want to sensationalise, and I don't want to jump or fall down on any particular side, to be honest. I want the city to have a discussion, because I do think there are very potential benefits down the lane for the city, for our tourism product, for our leisure product. But there are also very, very real concerns. And what I take from Richard's point is that we do have a gambling problem. We do have a situation where, I mean, I don't know if...
Three times more than the rest of the UK. Three times more.
Okay.
Three times higher than the rest of the UK.
Let me make the
point. Why is that, Stephen?
I don't know if Brian's ever been in a casino. I'll admit, I've never been in one of these large-scale casinos. But I do, however...
You should come out with me for a night.
You know, Stephen, I probably don't think I would. I probably don't think I would, because I wouldn't be able to keep up with the money you'd spend.
Am I not your type?
No, you're all right. But what I would say is this, Stephen. If we are seriously going to move forward in terms of building the city, in terms of offering a proper business and tourism product, then what we have to do is we have to make sure that we do this in an informed way. Yes, we have problems. I know
but
people.
This is
I'm sure you know people.
Again,
I'm sure Brian knows people. Well, no, sorry. I have to make this point because I told your research.
That's right. You have to go at half nine. Yeah.
But what I would say is that there's people now in the here and now putting their money into fruit machines and arcades. Some of them maybe in different other places where they shouldn't be, in card schools, in bookies. And this doesn't energise our city life or indeed our political leadership in the same way that this issue would. So, yes, we do have to make an informed decision on it. We do have to listen to the arguments for and against, and that's why we've asked council officers to go and to bring back some further research, to do a bit of work around this issue, around the pros and cons, so we can discuss it in an informed way.
See, it's a huge issue, this, and I'll bring in the internet again, and I'll just throw this out there too, right? So with the internet gambling, if you watch your television screens these nights, you'll see lots and lots of ads for different internet gambling institutions, all right? Now, I've no idea, actually, Sir Richard, and I don't know if you can keep me right here. We've actually put a question into the Department of Social Development, DSD, because you've got the Gambling Act that applies to Great Britain, to England, Scotland and Wales. And the Gambling Act, of course, under the Labour government, allowed these companies to start advertising, Sir Richard, right? Correct?
Yeah.
And yet you've got the Betting, Gaming and Amusements Order in Northern Ireland, which still stands, which prevents foreign companies from gambling in Northern Ireland, except the Gambling Act seems to supersede that. And I've no idea anymore whether the will of the local politicians here in Northern Ireland, that gambling should not be advertised in Northern Ireland, prevails, or whether the Gambling Act prevails. Do you know?
No idea. That's why it needs to be all cleared up. You're quite right. I mean, the other point to me is that we don't even know in Northern Ireland how many of these fixed or betting terminals there are. We don't know. Mervyn Storey, the minister, said to Adrian Parkson, the responsible gaming trust, and he saw him for a couple of hours, a couple of weeks, he didn't even know how many of these machines exist. Now, you know, we can only deal with what we know. And at the moment, we don't even know what the position is.
But listening to Niall O'Donoghue
there... One sort of final point to Niall's point. You've gone about rank. My view about this is, of course, rank is putting forward a proposal, but we've made it absolutely clear all along that we would expect the council to internationalise this. And if they do go forward and they agree to something like a major centre like this, they would go out to tender. It's not just rank who's going to be involved with this. They can choose whoever they want. What I'm saying to the council the whole time is, you decide what you want. You can set within the terms of the licence what the betting levels are, what the openings are. You can decide how much money you should actually charge them that you want to take as a council out of the system to help with other things and problem gambling. You, the council, must take the lead on this. Then it's up to the ranks, the Gentings of this world, to say, yeah, that's great, we'll come for it. Or, frankly, the conditions you're putting on are so tough, we won't. But it's the council that is going to, Niall's right about this, we've got to have the debate. And they're the ones who are going to be the licensing authorities and will determine how this works.
Yeah, but it's clear listening to Niall O'Donoghue that they're slightly more up for certainly looking at it. They haven't decided either way than the DUP. So you're probably just waiting, Sir Richard, for a Sinn Féin minister to become the DSD minister, and then away you go, right?
No, I'm not waiting for anybody. All I'm doing is saying, this is what I think we should have as a debate. This is what I, as a non-executive director of rank, thinks is sensible for Belfast. And you, the council, must now look at what's happening at the present and what you're going to do in the future.
Okay.
We'd like to be part of it.